Mad Barber's Notebook for August 27, 2012. I just did my speech for Toastmasters tonight, first speech I did in about 3 years. It's from one of the advanced manuals, Communicating on Video, and I decided to try and videotape myself giving this short little 3-minute speech, and didn't realize how difficult it was also to give a speech in front of a live audience and also have a camera on me while reading from a teleprompter. About 20 or 30 seconds in, I kind of started deviating from my script and started speaking off the cuff. I think I'm a little more comfortable with that anyway. My evaluator said he noticed a vast difference between when I stopped reading from the script and started talking like a normal person, I guess. So I'm going to need more practice at that, I guess. And what else happened today? Still trying to wrap up this project for the company. Trying to get a couple of the other engineers to up to speed on how to create models, civil 3D models, so that they can pick up where I leave off. Looks like they're going to be doing some changes, at least a little bit, throughout the rest of this week. I'm kind of working ahead of what I think they're going to do. I'm not sure if they're going to understand what I'm doing. Really need to train these guys some more. What else is going on today? Oh yeah, back to an older question on what Craig asked about RSS feeds. Yes, I'm still using my RSS reader. I use it more for downloading video podcasts now. I'm using FeedDemon on Windows as my main feed reader, and I don't use it for news all that much. I tend to rely on social media through Twitter and Google Plus to see what's going on in the world. But I still have maybe half a dozen or so feeds that I look out for and look through just to find what's interesting. And oddly enough, I still have a couple of email newsletter subscriptions that, you know, get the basic local news. It's basically they're scraping from, I think, the local newspapers and, this is Yahoo. They're scraping from the local news feeds and putting it in a digest. That's more or less how I get my local news without having to pay for a newspaper. And I think it works out better. There really isn't that much that goes on in town. Well, not of interest to me anyway. But among the podcasts, I've got 66 feeds in my phone. I'm not sure how many of them are still active. I usually end up downloading between 10 and 12 until this little dog days of podcasting started up. Now I think I'm downloading, 15 to 20, and it doesn't seem like that should have added that many, but I'm falling behind on my other listening because of the dog days of podcasting. So I guess that's a good bump. I just need to catch up again. I can probably work through that backlog in a day or two. Well, certainly in the next day or two once I fly out to Atlanta. I have a lot of time. Been downloading some audiobooks in advance of that. Let's see, which one did I just finish listening to recently? It's one about the Mayan calendar, 12/21/12. It's on audiobooks.com right now. It's an okay science fiction one. Without giving away any spoilers, it's not, I guess it is kind of linked to the Mayan calendar end of the world, but it's not a dramatic, or at least it didn't feel like a dramatic story. Well, I don't know how. Why is it that all of these science fiction stories these days have the same kind of formula, especially when you try to make it a thriller? The first third of the book has some nice suspense. You have mysterious things happening. You have people who have some powers. Nothing in Superman's range, but kind of interesting. But by the middle of the book, the author takes this weird left turn and goes off into La La Land, and I don't know, kind of loses my interest, but I'm already, you know, kind of interested in seeing how it ends sometimes. And I just plow through the last third of the book just to get it over with. It seems to happen on a lot of audiobooks authors that I've been sampling recently. Not sure if, maybe the next one will be better, but I don't know if it's just that kind of a formula in the genre these days? Put the mystery in the first third, put the info dump in the middle third, and a race to the end. Doesn't seem like that formula should catch on, and I can't really find that formula in other genres. Maybe in the movie if they have a fast pace, but not many others. TV shows don't follow that formula. They seem to drag out the first and second acts. Well, anyway, enough rambling. I'll talk to you tomorrow.